Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Triple M, the community Christmas Day lunch isn't far away. Evidently, we've got Christmas only days away. Liz is on the line to tell us all about it. Liz, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Liz, community Christmas Day lunch, it's gone from strength to strength over a number of years. It is a fantastic community event for the Limestone Coast.
Yeah, it really is. It's an event that I think the whole community has really got on board with and owns and drives each year and gets so much support. And it really is a Limestone Coast event now. We've got a lot of people donating goods and food. Food producers in the region are donating. And, it's coming together really perfectly this year. So we're hoping to fill the hall again. We did last year. So we've got 150 guests through, and we're hoping to do the same again this year.
Liz, why is the Community Christmas Day lunch something that is put on every year?
Well, it's an event that I think is becoming really important, and it's just an offering for people that might not have somewhere to be on Christmas Day, for people that don't perhaps have the means to make Christmas special, and for people who are alone or homeless in the region as well. So we get a really diverse crowd through, but I think that's what country communities are all about, country people helping country people.
Liz, you said that you've had a lot of support. I know I was talking earlier this week, the Family Truck Show have made a donation to you guys. Wouldn't be possible without so much community support going on?
That's exactly right. Yeah, the Family Truck Show have supported us again this year. They were so incredibly generous last year. And this year, again, they've just been wonderful. And we've had organisations like Stand Like Stone as well supporting us, Rotary. The list goes on. And food producers donating things like turkeys from up at Pujunagorak, free-range turkeys and hams from Beachport. It's just incredible, really.
Liz, is there anything that's still needed for the community Christmas lunch, and are there volunteers that are still needed in any way, shape or form?
Well, what we're doing is just asking people to really think about anyone that they might know who would be alone this Christmas. And if they're outside Mount Gambier, well, that's absolutely no problem because we've got buses this year and we're able to arrange transport. So if they're in the Limestone Coast and they're alone, then we'd love to have them along on Christmas Day if they'd like to be there. And it's just as easy as getting in contact with me, and we'll make it happen. We've got over 50 volunteers this year, so we've got a full stable helping out on the day and in the lead-up to and in the clean-up. And so we've sort of closed the books on that front for this year. I know that some people are really keen to get involved, so around November, early November is a good time to get in touch if anyone's looking to volunteer perhaps for next year.
Liz, do we have any idea what's going to be on the menu yet?
Yes, we do. We've got four chefs, some of the best chefs in the region, working on our menu this year. So we've got some beautiful roast rolled turkey and some glazed ham, which I think Christmas wouldn't quite be Christmas without ham. And we've got some fresh seafood coming in from Robe. We've got some lamb, locally grown lambs that we're going to be slow cooked, and some local potatoes that we'll be doing up a couple of different ways to celebrate the great potato of the southeast, and some salads and some vegetables. And pudding, of course.
Liz,
it's remiss not to think about that.
It sounds amazing. And I was blown away by the fact that all of this is coming from the Limestone Coast. That is sensational.
Yeah, it's one of the things we do so wonderfully well down here is grow our own food. And we really want to celebrate that and make sure that everyone's getting a taste of what we grow locally when they come along on Christmas Day. And it will just be the best meal you've had all year. So,
Liz, great to talk to you. We might catch up next week and have another chat. For anybody who wants details on the Community Christmas Day lunch, give me a whole couple of minutes and I'll have all the details on our Facebook page. Thanks for joining us this morning, Liz.
Thanks, Ewan. Thanks to you all.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.